Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. We're going to come to our Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you and praise you and thank you for the mighty things that you've done. And Lord, as we talk about you today and the mighty testimonies you've done, may you be glorified greatly, greatly in the mighty things that you do. Lord, you have done so many wonderful things. And this week, Lord, we're going to talk about magnificent answers to prayer and times that the enemy has been rebuked. And we praise you and thank you that you're our Lord and our God. And we praise you and worship you now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I ask you to reveal the Word of God to men and women. As the Word goes out, may they hear it and receive it and understand it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, this week we're going to talk about miracles and healings and deliverances and things, and we're going to have some people on the show this week that's going to give testimonies, that's going to tell us some of the magnificent things that have happened to them. To start off here today, I've got a precious lady here by the name of Cheryl. And Cheryl, she had had a problem for many, many years, and she just thought this was something that you had to put up with because she had had this incurable disease for about 30 years of her life. And then one day, I just happened to be, by divine appointment, in a Kinko's copy store in Grapevine, Texas, of all places. And I was making copies of a little paper there called The Miracle Worker, and it was a story about my granddaughter. And as I was making those copies, I looked up here, and here's this beautiful young woman standing here. And she looks over and she says, Jesus, the healer? And I said, yes. She said, have you seen Jesus heal people before? I said, many. And she said, could I have one of those? I said, honey, I'd be happy to let you have one. So I gave her one and she left. And little did I know what God was going to do. But I teach a healing school the second Saturday of every month. And of course, she saw that I did that, and so she got the address and everything, and she came over to this healing school and listened to me teach God's Word for several hours and then come up, and we prayed for her. Now then, I'm going to let her tell you who she is, and I'm going to let her tell this story as complete as she wants to tell it. She can tell you exactly what happened, but this young woman here with me had this problem for many years, and I'm just going to let her tell in detail exactly what happened to her. Here's Cheryl.
Hi, this is Cheryl Anderson. I live in Colleyville. And yes, I met Thurman with a divine appointment at that Kinko's in May of 2002. And I came to his healing school on June 8th, 2002, a little over a year ago. I'd had genital herpes for over 30 years. It's incurable, so says the doctors of the world. And after I went to his healing school and listened to the word for about 4 or 5 hours and confessed my sins and went up after the school was over to have hands laid on me, and Thurman did that, and I was instantaneously healed of genital herpes. And the reason that I had it was because I had committed sex acts without being in marriage. And not knowing from the teachings that I learned from Thurman that you open yourself up to demonic forces whenever you are out of obedience from God's Word. And, of course, it says in God's Word that we're not supposed to commit sexual sins without being in marriage. So after I learned all of that and I've changed my life and I walk holy and pure in front of the Lord and I confess my sins daily if I've committed any, then, therefore, God is, you know, he will heal any of us. And so that you don't have to be in sickness and disease because that's just a demonic force in your life. Somehow you've opened yourself up to sin, and I had done that myself. And so now I'm so blessed to be under this ministry and to have met Thurman and learned all the things about the Word, that the Bible is what it's. His promises are there for all of us, and all we have to do is accept them. It says in Psalm 103:3, to not forget his benefits, and they are he heals all our diseases as well as he forgives all our iniquities. And he forgave my sins, and he healed me of a 30-year incurable disease. And I'm here to praise God and give him all the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
So for 30 years, you had an incurable disease, and you didn't have a clue. Now, this is a secret. I want to really reiterate this fact with people, because people in the church does not associate the fact that anything we do that's sin opens the door to the demonic world. Now, you didn't have a clue of that, did you, Cheryl?
No. I was raised in an Episcopal church all my life, and I'd gotten away from going to church also from my 30s to my 50s, and I had no idea. No.
In other words, if you had have known the day that you committed that sex act with that boy out of wedlock that it was going to bring a demon, an incurable disease, you might have given it a second thought before you'd done that, reckon?
Absolutely.
Isn't it amazing? Now, young people out there, I know some of you that's listening don't know these things, and some of you old people don't know these things either. But people, you need to learn that in the Word of God, if a man and a woman commits a sex act outside of marriage under the law, the punishment was death for both parties every time. And there was an instance in the Word of God when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he brought them up to the mount, and after he went up to the top of the mountain and got the Ten Commandments and come back, although he was only gone 40 days, these people were literally involved in a drunken orgy. Now, that means, for those of you who don't know what that means, they were involved running around naked down there, having sex with each other, doing all kinds of crazy things. And when Moses came down and saw what was happening, he became so angry he threw the Ten Commandments down and broke them. And that kind of kindled God's fire, and the Lord turned the death angel loose. And before Moses could pray and intercede, the death angel had moved through that group of people that were drunk and in committing sexual acts, and 23,000 of those people died right there. Now, God does not like it when we do things that we're not supposed to do. We're grateful that He is gracious and merciful, because just like Cheryl, although she had committed this sex act 30 years ago and got this incurable disease, although she had to put up with the problem for 30 years, once she confessed her sin and repented, then we're able to lay hands on her, according to Mark 16, 17, and 18, and command that enemy to leave her. Now, this lovely lady, this daughter of the king, which had been sick with this problem for 30 years, is now completely healed. Now, Cheryl, how long have you been completely free?
Since June 8th of 2002, so a little over a year. And something just came to me when you were telling the story about Moses and everything. This was actually the first boyfriend that I was with after getting into divorce, the very first boyfriend I had that this disease came upon me.
So you had been married before and had a divorce, and this boy come into your life, and you and him did what you was not supposed to do, and you got an incurable disease. And you only had to put up with that mean thing for 30 years. And it wasn't too much fun, was it?
No,
it was not too much fun. So the word that you might have for the young people today is, what would you say to the young people and old people out there today? What would you just say that you would want them to do?
To walk in obedience to the Word of God. The Word of God says to not commit sins, that we're supposed to be holy and pure before Him, which means that He says we're not supposed to commit fornication, adultery, have any kind of sex acts at all unless you're in marriage.
Now then, if a man and a woman is married, that's part of what God gave them, wasn't it? They're to enjoy each other, and they're to enjoy the fullness of each other. But the thing about it is, outside of marriage, it is absolutely, totally taboo. And we wonder why there's so much AIDS and so much venereal disease and all kinds of things going on out there today. Well, for those of you out there that's wondering that you can't find a pastor anywhere that'll tell you why you're sick, you finally met one that'll tell you why you're sick. I'll tell you, you're sick because of your sin. Now then, if you don't sin, you don't have to put up with this nonsense. You can walk in divine health. Now, the Lord says in His Word, in 1 John 5, 8, He clearly says in 1 John chapter 5, starting with not 1 John 5, 8, 1 John 5, 18, I meant to say, that in 1 John 5, 18, that the true children of God are not supposed to sin at all. Now, that means that you and I are not supposed to sin on a day-by-day basis. We're supposed to walk in obedience to God's Word, just like you said, every day. And then he makes an awesome statement. He said, if we walk in divine obedience to his Word with no sin, the evil one cannot touch us. So if the evil one cannot touch you, you don't have to be sick, do you?
No,
you do not have to be sick. So the Lord will forgive you. He will heal you. But the ideal thing to do is not have to need to be healed. Would it have been better, Cheryl, if you could have had 30 years without any sickness and disease?
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to be sick, and especially for 30 years with an incurable, miserable disease. But one thing I can say, that after the Lord heals you, you realize how merciful and gracious he is. In other words, if you've done something that brought a sickness on you, and to think that God would allow that to stay on you for 30 years until you meet the criteria. Now, could you have been healed many years ago?
Yes, if I had confessed and repented and changed my ways, I could have been healed. But I didn't know. I didn't know the Word. I didn't, until I met you and got under your mantle, did I understand the teachings that I was to, that I had to walk holy and that I had to be in obedience to His Word. Or otherwise, it's like hearing you talk about what brings sickness and disease on. I didn't know that. I didn't know that my sin opened the door for the devil to get into my life and to kill, steal, and destroy. I didn't understand.
But when you get a hold of that, if there's anything it makes you want to do every day is walk holy before God, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Praise the King. I'm telling you, it absolutely is an awesome thing. And I know that Cheryl is like everybody else. Once you learn these things, you will definitely not have to think twice when the enemy tries to entice you with sin, will you, Cheryl?
No, and if you do think twice about it, you better repent the next day and get yourself right so that you can get walking back on that path, because there's only one way.
Amen, and that way is to walk holy before God. It is absolutely magnificently wonderful to see the Lord be so gracious and so merciful that after we've committed these sins, when we repent, how that He forgives us and sets us free. Praise the King. I'd like to invite you to give me a call. We'd be happy to send you copies of audio and video teachings on these subjects. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, we'd like to invite you to our healing school. The second Saturday of every month, we have a healing school where we teach you these things and we pray for the sick, and that's where Cheryl got healed, at a healing school. We have those the second Saturday of every month. They start at 1 p.m., and they're located at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We would be happy to tell you what is required to walk in divine.